Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. The FA Cup third round is looming. Liverpool travel to Wolves for that one. Breaking news as we were just starting to record. Nathaniel Clan's going to Bournemouth on loan. That's led to some hasty scratching out of right back options in the preferred 11s. Every single one of us had Clan at right back for that one. Mad decision. Chris will be doing some reactions to that on the channel, so yeah, stay tuned for that. But it's hard to see this game, Chris, as anything other than a distraction, really, from the big stuff that we've got on offer at the
moment.
For
me and for the fans, I think that's absolutely spot on. I'm not 100% sure it is for Klopp. I'm not sure whether he just goes, let's just smash him. We've done these like Wednesdays, Sundays before. Now it's Thursday, Monday. You know what I mean? And then you've got a few days until Brighton. I'm not 100% sure he doesn't go full strength.
Well, it's interesting because we'd all had it written in our heads that it's just, you know, get Achterberg and go for this and all kinds. Like, you wheel out everyone who's licensed to play football and get them in this team. I joked that if we'd gone 10 points ahead of City, then I'd have been going full strength for this, because why not go all in on the treble? Because why not?
You want to bounce back from a defeat, don't you?
Yeah, that and also. I think this notion of us rotating, I think we will rotate, I think we'll rotate heavily, but our second string team was what we played against Chelsea in the League Cup, and it was still, I mean, obviously Klein will affect that, but it was still our first choice starting back five from
last season before. Yeah, it was Klein, it was Moreno, it was Matip, it was Lovren, it was Mignolet, wasn't it? And, you know, we don't have the option to be able to field that side, obviously Klein, Matip aren't going to be there for that, but Moreno's going to be there. Lovren's going to be there. Van Dijk, I think I'm right in saying that's the only game Van Dijk missed this season so far, is that Chelsea game. So you'd want Van Dijk to have a little bit of a rest, I think. But it really wouldn't surprise me if Klopp did go strong against Wolves and just went, listen, we've had a defeat, get back on the horse and start marching on.
I can't help, though, John, that this is, again, Chris mentioned, it's the fan perspective, of course it is, because I can't have any other perspective, because I'm not a professionally trained athlete. Shocked. I look at January, and I look at the troubles we've had with January under Jurgen Klopp, and a lot of that's come from fixture pile-up, and a lot of that's come from us rotating and actually playing ourselves into trouble through rotation. Chris is right. This can be looked at in two ways. We don't have two games a week now, all January. However, we will start, the fixtures will start about when you start adding extra FA Cup games. Isn't now we've got a potential of a weekend off toward the back end of January, which will be filled with another FA Cup game. And then when you start again into February, that's when it'll start to get heavy again. So we could try our best to stay in the FA Cup and not have a massive backlog in this month, or the option is there. And I don't think Liverpool will deliberately throw this game, by the way, but it's not, The positives to us not being the FA Cup are there for all to see in terms of the, you know, Man City have got a two-legged League Cup game and potentially two FA Cup games to add to it this month. That could actually play a massive part in how the season goes, not in January, but actually when you get to April, May.
No, I think it could have a massive bearing on what happens to us this season in terms of where we go with the league and stuff. I think it's probably a game, I think, for them to get some players who haven't played on the periphery in, and I think everyone's thinking the same in terms of rotation and stuff, but I think that's the positive I'd take out of it, in the sense of, like, there's lads who've maybe only had 20 minutes in a game, you know, maybe you've been on the bench, come on for 5 minutes, who kind of, I think, need to be brought up to speed if we're going to go deep.
It's Adam Lallana you're talking about there.
Well, him and, you know...
Keita.
Shaqiri.
Sturridge.
Origi. I think they're all lads who can contribute and who we've seen contribute, but, you know, we, you know, obviously Wheelie with the client thing going out on loan, that, you know, I think he discussed it with him after, he said, Klopp said one of the interviews after the United game, that I'll get through this game on adrenaline, but the next game, and he's had to kind of ease him back in. So I think there's a few lads in the squad who would benefit from a bit of an extended run. So I think it could be good for us, I think, to maybe go a bit further in this competition. But I completely agree that if we go out, or if it's a pens thing or whatever, then I'm not that worried if we go out of the FA Cup this season.
In some regards, Ross, it being Wolves, again, it totally depends on what your attitude is towards this, because if you're all in on Liverpool going through and winning the FA Cup, and why not? You know, and I'm sure Jürgen Klopp, Chris is right, I'm sure Klopp will want to win every piece of silverware that he's involved in, of course. Then it's annoying having someone who's a Premier League quality to come up against. On the flip side, in the worst case scenario, I don't like talking this way, you can go out to Wolves, you can rotate a little bit and lose to Wolves, and it's no great. There's no great shame
better
in
than
it.
Losing to like a Burton when you rotate a few players,
or a Wigan, or a whatever, you know what I mean? That's a thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of all right with it. I don't know what Chris is saying about having a defeat and then bouncing back, but I think there's a lot of players in that first team setup that could do with a physical and mental rest, yeah, because of the game last night, but the whole Christmas period is going, have you think? And the whole point of having the squad is to have these people come in and, like John says, to step up and kind of not cement a place, but say that they've still got something to contribute, particularly in January. There's people that might be in the shop window, or they might look to move on in 6 months' time. Particularly like Origi and Sturridge, who don't get the game time, or Naby Keita, who needs to be bedded in. It's Wolves. That's what skews it. Instead of it's like Aldershot Town or someone shit, you kind of go, well, it's fine. But I'm same as you. I'm kind of
Aldershot Town.
Yeah.
That was a random team to pick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I never have had money on him saying that during this show.
I think that happened in Football Manager about 20 years ago. It's haunted me ever since. Yeah. But I'm kind of all right because Wolves are a decent side. Yeah. They're newly promoted, but they've shown the worth. They want to fight for it.
Kill me off that one.
It's like
as random as Castel di Sangro.
Yeah.
Good player.
The Nathaniel Clyne thing makes no sense to me, Chris. Right now, I mean, maybe it will make more sense if it pans out that there's been all the talk of Rafa Camacho going out on loan with an option to buy as well, like as if we're done with him, he's going. If you said turn around to me and said, okay, well, he's going to get promoted and he's going to be the backup right back for the next few weeks or whatever, then okay, you know, trust in what we're doing.
I'm not sure that's the case.
No, exactly, and you know, it feels. Yeah, I can't. Right now, where we are, without having any more information other than Nathaniel Clyne, according to Paul Joyce, has joined Bournemouth. It seems bonkers to me, particularly with this game.
Well, it says to me, to be honest, that you know he's got a lot of trust in Gomez, and he doesn't feel that Gomez injury will take long to recover from when he's back in full training. It says to me that he thinks he's going to be back in a couple of weeks' time. Otherwise, I just don't see the sense in it at all. I think it says he's got trust in Dejan Lovren and Joel Matip as well.
Probably he's got trust in Trent, because he's going to have to play pretty much every game at this point.
Also, don't forget, we've seen Milner there this season, and Milner's not been getting... I don't know whether Milner's in our starting 11 anymore. So does Milner then become an option at right-back when you do need to rest Trent in these types of games? We've obviously seen Fabinho in midfield. We've not seen him as a right-back, but we know that he can play there. My thing actually with the Klein stuff isn't the right back, it's the left. It's like, I know how good Andy Robertson is, but I think Klein's a better left back than Moreno. Okay. And I think he was the better backup.
Oh wow. Bold chance.
Yeah. Especially with Moreno's comments that he's come out with in the past week or so, and it's kind of like, you think he'd be the first one to kind of go out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's the thing, I can't see a world where Who did he give that interview to?
Moreno?
Spanish.
Right, well, I've been in a room with Alberto Moreno and Jordan Henderson and Jose Enrique, and that gives me confidence because Alberto Moreno can't speak Spanish. And I know he's Spanish, but Jose Enrique had to keep going in English. What are you saying when Alberto Moreno was speaking Spanish to him? So basically what I'm saying is don't believe a word of that interview because he doesn't know how to speak his native tongue.
But you can't imagine, if we're sort of the strong links with the Camacho stuff and Moreno looks like, you know, he's grousing a little bit, and we know he was in the squad for City. And then Crank going, you can't see where we're all three of them, Lee, because
without
would
someone
be
else
was
coming in though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, unless someone
else. Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka would be great.
He's got,
yeah, he's not winning here, he's got
a all over. I
he's better than Clark.
I think I wonder whether, without knowing anything, as you say, like whether it's something from the other side, I wonder whether Bournemouth have said to us, you know, we'll give you 20 million for him or whatever, you know, pick a figure at the end of the season, but we'll take him, we need him now, you know what I mean, and we'll take him, and that's the incentive. I don't know. I think they're probably slightly more in need of him than we are at the minute, as Chris says. But I think maybe the left back business is something completely separate.
We've just seen, John, you know, we've come through this run. I'm just seeing what's happened to Man City as well when they lose a couple of players. We've handled this very well. It probably will be fine, but it's so us to just destabilise the stuff that we're doing. Klein's played for us this season. He's played, you know, he's played right back. He's played right back, and he's played left back. Yeah, it's sparing. I keep coming back to this. Maybe if this is an example of us being a bit too nice, that winds me up a bit, because I'd rather us be gobshites and damage someone's career for the sake of us having a player that we can call upon.
You need to be selfish. Like when they said the amount of games they got coming up, if Trent's going to play all them games, even using Klein for 10 minutes to give him a rest, that's where you use your squad, don't you? But you can't do that. You can't expect that same from Camacho because of Klein's experience that he's got in the Premier League. And
particularly, again, when it comes back to this January thing, we're actually talking like this is a win or lose. Well, it's a win, lose, or draw, and you draw, and then all of a sudden you're playing two games a week because you've got to replay, mm-hmm. and then you're talking about the next round, which we have historically.
Is it the fourth where they don't have a
No, it's
a
not.
Replay.
That's next
it's
season.
Next season.
Yeah. So there's still an option for us to end up with a mad fixture pile-up because we've not put these games to bed and what have you. I just, it's probably fine. It is. One of those things that until we get through this fine, it's a lingering.
I lost my head last season when we let Coutinho go, and I was as wrong as I've ever been about a Liverpool team after that. Mm. You know what I mean?
But you weren't wrong. Ultimately, you weren't wrong because Liverpool might have done something if we'd had Coutinho available to us. You weren't wrong.
Sliding doors, we might not have got there.
Oh, of course,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we got to the Champions League final. That all happened. It's Nathaniel Klein. Ultimately, he's probably had about 130 minutes in about 26 or 27 games. Mm-hmm. It's not too much, mm-hmm. is it? Like, I do agree with you. I am saying, you know, I do think he'll be a little bit of a loss for us, but if Klopp's decided, I'm done doubting Jurgen Klopp, and I've said it, and I've got to back that up.
Yeah. Ultimately, if your season hinges on whether you've got a second choice right back to come in and cover you at whatever point, then
I suppose the argument is their choice, really, as well, isn't it? Which makes it.
I think you go with, in that instance, you go with someone like Camacho, don't you? And you say to him, here's what you do, and it's just that. Mm-hmm. Your only job in this game is to do this.
Yeah. And okay, is there any reason not to play Alisson in this game?
I will. Can I take the baton up on this one?
No,
I've actually been really impressed with Simon Mignolet since the summer. Mm-hmm. In that, you know, he spoke out that he wasn't happy, that he's lost his place as the number one goalkeeper a couple of times, to Karius and then to Ward and now to Alisson and all that type of stuff. And the way that he's acted on social media, and I don't know if it's him or I don't know if somebody's doing it for him, but it comes across like he's an integral part of this squad who wants to be at Liverpool now, who is giving his all in training each and every week. And he's changed my opinion through not playing football. And that I might have forgotten some of his performances there, don't get me wrong.
But so you're gonna give him the option to change your mind by having him play football?
I would back him because I think he's been a real squad player at a time when we've needed that.
Okay.
When him being disharmonious, I don't know if that's a word, but you know what I'm trying to say, with a new goalkeeper coming into the club could have caused real friction. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like it's caused anything whatsoever. So big credit to Simon Mignolet there. And that might be an unpopular opinion, but it's my opinion.
I said the exact same thing on Steve's show the other day, and it came to light because of the Moreno stuff. Whereas he could easily do exactly what he's done. I know he did do, and he got...
Well, he's Belgian, isn't he?
Yeah,
they
but
love going away.
Oh, yeah.
And whinge into the local press and both of the club situation.
Kicked off at him, shut him up, and he stopped doing it. And I said the same thing. It might not be him doing social media, he might have a manager, whatever. We're still giving out that same message, whereas Moreno's gone to the press and might have said it, might not have said it in his native tongue of kicking off, particularly when we're in such good run of form and everything else around the club is good. Pick your moment to have a whinge. I get what Moreno's saying, he's not happy, but pick your moment and don't don't go and do it in such a good moment of it for the club.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we'll do preferred 11s in a second. Before we do, Ross referenced it there. It was a wonderful drop-in. Steve's Reds Transfer Roundup show is on the redmentv.com. It is a wonderful guide to all things happening at Liverpool Football Club off the pitch and particularly during January. An inside track on all the things going on in and out of transfers at Liverpool Football Club. Here's a little clip from that show.
Liverpool are in a title challenge this year, but going forward, do you want to be in a title challenge every year? Do you want to be winning European Cups every year? I mean, the squad is probably a little bit thin in that.
Well, you've got to take into context. If we had a Timo Werner on the bench for Real Madrid, I don't want to bring up bad times or not, but if we did, you know, what a player that'd be to bring on.
Just suppose Adam Lallana, who wasn't fit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't be bringing on Adam Lallana for Mohamed Salah in a final. So if you have players like that, then it is much better. And, you know, that's the perfect example. Because a player like Timo Werner is the difference between maybe even winning a trophy or not, because he could win you the big game. I've always thought we've been sound in terms of our strikers, but now that we are competing for Champions Leagues, you know, Premier Leagues, every trophy that we can, then we've got to go out there and actually buy the top players and also take them away from the opposition, because other teams could be looking at Timo Werner as well. Yeah. So we need to try and swoop in there, be that, you know, that bully essentially that takes away the players that, you know, other teams.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, go over to the redmentv.com, sign up, start your 3 month trial. You get that show every single week. You get the final word shows, you get the stats and tactics shows, you get a whole host of amazing. If we win the title.
Only for subscribers, but you need to have subscribed now because I'm going to set the video so that only subscribers from before January or before February get to see it.
Why not?
If that's a thing. Can we do that? We can do that. I'll just do it.
Speak to the developers. get involved. Check out all the content. And if you want it in podcast form as well, you can. All the content is available in your native podcast app. Preferred 11s. Yes, the clients. Fucking goose this up for us, hasn't he?
The selfish brick.
The general consensus we got from this was, even if we wanted to heavily rotate this squad, it's not really possible because I just don't know enough names of players who can play at the back four for us at this point. Ross, you've gone for Mignolet, a last minute introduction of Camacho, Lovren, Van Dijk, Moreno, Fabinho, Milner, Keita, Shaqiri, Sturridge, Origi. Anything you want to discuss in that in particular?
No, that's just such what we said before. Of like, there's people that in there, Sturridge, Origi need game time, and obviously the front three need a rest. So it's kind of like just shoehorn a load of people in, like you said, with names. But like, Lovren, Van Dijk, we don't have many more centre halves. Gomez is injured, Matip's injured, and Van Dijk did an interview the other day and he said, "I don't want to rest." He said, unless I'm injured or suspended, he said, I'm playing every game. I love that attitude, but at the same time, I think you need a couple of first teams in there to kind of soften the blow if you do lose, kind of make it look like you made a fucking effort.
A lot of us are talking about this, like, looking at January, and I'm brought it up myself. Rest and rotation isn't necessarily about what's coming up, it's about what's been. Yeah. You know, we've gone through the most intense part of the season. We will need to, you know, put some, you know, gas in the tank for a couple of these lads, so to speak. But that's the problem with the back. I mean, you've got Lovren and Van Dijk as your centre half partnership as well there. I mean, who else? You're dropping Fabinho in there. Is there any benefit to Fabinho playing at centre half at this point? You then dip it into the under 23s or whatever.
I think it's, as we touched on in the first half, I think it's the fine line you walk in this game of trying to rotate players and give the people who need the rest, but also not going so weak that we have to have a replay and all the other shit. And look, Van Dijk and Lovren should be able to cope with, you know, like you say, like a game every 4 days. And like, as Ross says, you know, Van Dijk doesn't seem asked about having to play every game. I think he wants to play every game.
Run that much, does he? It's not like he expends that much energy.
Even against Traore, he just absolutely strolls alongside of him. So I don't think it's... I don't think it's that type of, and I think obviously the way Wolves play as well, I think it's that type of, they're not going to come out as hell for leather, if you like, in terms of attack and play. They're going to play five at the back, so you can almost afford to let them have not an easy game, but a quiet game at the back, I think, and kind of let them do what they do, and then make the changes around them almost, I think.
One thing we've all gone for...
I might not have, because I have completely changed my side.
No, you haven't gone for at all. What do you mean you've changed your
side? I've changed my side again. It's revision number 7. Right. I've gone Milner at right back with Lovren, Van Dijk, Moreno. Then I've put Keita and Fabinho as a 2, with Shaqiri, Lallana in the 10. I don't know either. Curtis Jones over on the left-hand side and Daniel Sturridge up top now.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Take your final answer. What? Your final answer?
Probably not.
Well, you said it now.
I talked myself into Milner at right back. I just feel like I've not seen enough of Milner in a 4-2-3-1 to know that he's integral for the rest of the season in that formation. In fact, have we seen Milner in a 4-2-3-1 midfield?
Yeah, right.
On the right-hand side, not in the midfield. And listen, let's be honest, it's going to be Shaqiri or Salah most of the time on that right-hand side. So I think it's more likely that he might actually play that right-back position for the rest of the season. I'm thinking on the spot, Klein's literally just gone out, but it makes a little bit of sense.
I went Alisson in goal because what's the point? What's the point? I mean, other than as a favour to Mignolet to say thanks very much, but it's football, you know, there's a question mark over the we could see that key Jana Hove. We know he's been training with the first team over the Christmas period. He didn't play in the last under 23 games around that period because I think he was with the first team at that point. We know that Nat Phillips hasn't been in that side. Connor Masterson has, so we might well see one of them. But if you're going to drop one of those lads in, I'd be dropping them in with Van Dijk, if you're going to, you know, I wouldn't be dropping Lovren in with some untried and tested centre-half. The Dutch connection there might be a good thing as well. He's only 16, so it's probably far too early for him, but he's been getting rave reviews from reports in the Echo and Goal and whatever.
If it's anything like last season, it's going to be Van Dijk in the centre of a 3 at the back with Wijnaldum and Fabinho alongside him.
We'll save that for Brighton. So anyway, I went Milner at right back to Lovren, Van Dijk, Moreno, Fabinho, Keita, 4-2-2-2, Fabinho, Keita, Shaqiri, Jones, behind Origi and Sturridge. Gosh. And I know you lads went for those two up front as well. It's surely nailed on for Origi, Sturridge in this one. That's our backup option for scoring goals, really, isn't it? If we have to make changes, unless we do go full strength out. At this point, I've got no fucking idea. It's impossible. It's impossible to pick this team.
It'd be interesting to see what Wolves do, because they're so far up in the league and probably achieved the targets they set in the first place. They've essentially got nothing to lose, have they?
They want to go for Europe.
Drink.
Why not? If one of the bigger sides wins a cup, or one of the bigger sides in the league wins a European Cup, they're riding the hunt.
Yeah. I think the only thing that maybe holds Wolves back slightly is, I don't pretend to know anything about their squad, but looking at only just seeing team sheets and stuff on Match of the Day, I think they've basically played the same 11.
It doesn't rotate a lot.
And you've got to wonder at some point where, and it seems to be not falling off a cliff, but seems to be
sputtering in a bit at the minute, whether he takes some of them lads out and says, I've got
to exactly, but that's what I mean, is you've got to, I think they go for the league, but then I think we were having this conversation last week and you were like, well, why wouldn't you just go for a TOEFL? I was like, yeah, fair enough. You've got a chance at a TOEFL.
We've discussed it on the podcast, he's too much, like Burnley did it, didn't he? Went to Europe and just fucking fell apart because they didn't reinvest.
It's a bit different though with them in that Portuguese connection and stuff like that. They could quite easily strengthen in January, you know what I mean? They've got the ability to strengthen significantly. And it might be that their owner decides, now's the time, we push on from here.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the thing, a lot of this feeds into the same notion, is they haven't rotated, so should they choose to rotate, even if we change all 11 players, we should beat them, because if they go second string, their second string definitely hasn't played together, because they haven't, you know, they've played the same team pretty much all season long. So and our B team should be decent enough. If they go full strength though, and we do take this lightly, we could make this game a hell of a lot harder for us. So it is very interesting. A lot of it will depend on how Wolves treat it, of course. And there you're going. You're gonna hopefully they'll put on one of those crazy raves at the start for you to.
I don't know, man.
Go mad for.
No, I'm all right for that.
Shout.
A cup of coffee in front of me, you know.
Yeah. Score predictions, Ross.
2-1. I think we win a close 2-1.
I can't just pick two numbers, put them side by side. I've got no idea 12. What teams are going to play. So, 7-4 Liverpool.
Yeah. I'm going to predict the worst. Worst case scenario here is 0-0 replay. Bleh. Everything about it wrong. Unless we go full strength, in which case we beat them 5-0 and stroll into the fourth round. Score predictions in the comments below. Yeah, we touched on it. Who cares ultimately? Because it's the third round of the FA Cup, but rivals. Tranmere play Spurs Friday. United host Reading. Chelsea host Forest. Arsenal travel to Blackpool, and Man City host Rotherham. Brilliant. Wolves away. Brilliant. Fuck's sake. Anyway, listen, thanks very much for watching, for liking the video and for subscribing to the YouTube channel. If you want more great content around the Mighty Reds, then you can get it over the redmentv.com. As mentioned earlier, go over there, get involved. And if you're enjoying your subscription, let people know in the comments below as well. Other than that, thank you very much. We'll be back post-match. See you all there. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.